My question for your guest is this. In most of the predictions about terrorist attacks have been concentrated on large metropolitan areas, like on the East Coast and the West Coast. And I live in New Mexico, which has a lot of military concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious what kind of energy you see for New Mexico in the midst of...
Well, I mentioned New Mexico earlier, Lisa, for some reason. I just Montana and New Mexico, I was looking at all the states in my almanac, and that popped out at me. I wouldn't worry about it, but as far as you are concerned, but I think eternal vigilance is something that we are all involved in and will be involved in for the next 5 or 6 years at least.
And
our borders are open, and our president is opening them up even more now with the work possibilities.
Sure.
Who knows what's coming over the borders? And that's why I'm a bit concerned about border states.
Thanks for your call.
North and south.
When you feel things, are you feeling anything for the next couple months? I mean, like right now?
Well, I mentioned that the U.S. was in a bit of a rough time between January 23rd and February 5th.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bit of a dangerous time. It's sort of similar to 9/11.
Well, it's interesting because the Al-Qaeda websites or sicko websites, whatever they may be,
mm-hmm.
say that February 2nd could be the strike date for something.
Mm-hmm.
And that falls...
January 29th also could be. And February 1st could be.
Isn't good true terrorism just keeping people crazed?
I think it's angry, unhappy people who want to project their own unhappiness and anger onto others.
But, I mean, doesn't it work when they do what they do, and then you have what happened during Christmas and New Year's where, people were on edge? There's no doubt about that. No matter where people were during that period, people were on edge.
Absolutely.
Including
me.
Even if you weren't flying,
you were conscious of that other shoe might drop.
I was out of town and had already made arrangements to either come back to Los Angeles or to broadcast out of affiliates of wherever I may be. And then I also cut my trip short and came back to Los Angeles early, because I thought, if something does happen, I need to be close to be able to go on the air and do special programming.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It really, and you can't get away from it, Joseph.
Yeah, and I do a weekly newsletter, a daily kind of what to expect of the day. And I'm very careful about it on my website. Because I may see danger, but that danger doesn't have to be in Pittsburgh. It could be in New York. It could be in Mobile,
Mm-hmm.
And it's very possible that there may be attacks on not the major cities.
Are you surprised?
Not the major cities.
That something hasn't happened yet?
I am, yeah. And yet I didn't think it was going to happen because of our vigilance and because it was in the news. I think that those who perpetrate these kinds of things are aware that if they're being watched very carefully, that they back off, even though they're willing to die.
Is it possible that these cells or these terror groups aren't as strong now as a lot of people think they are?
They're much weaker, but they're splintered, and so they're harder to deal with. I mean, when we were dealing with the Soviet Union, you knew who you were dealing with. Now you don't know who you're dealing with. And it could be women now, also.
Beyond a birth date.
Not just guys.
If somebody comes to you, can you look into their eyes and tell who they are?
Oh, yeah, I can read faces, I can read body language, but I do all my readings over the phone, even with my Los Angeles, and even with my friends in Los Angeles, you read over the phone. I don't rely on that. I rely on more important information. In other words, sure, I can see things I can hear things in a voice, I can see things in a body language, and just look at a face and a picture and tell you certain things, but that's not what's really important in a person's life. In other words, I have to focus on what the major issues are, what they're going through, what they're learning, what they're here to experience, and how to deal with those experiences.